Well, congratulations. You have made it to day 40 in your first 40 days in the wilderness. You know, here's something interesting to think about. On the 40th day, the final day of Jesus' time in the wilderness, he was about as weak as he could possibly be from a physical standpoint due to having fasted all that time. But on the other hand, he was very strong spiritually because he had been praying and focusing all his energy on God and the Scriptures. So when Satan finally came to tempt Jesus, notice how he confronted the temptations. In every case, his first response was, "It is written." So when Satan presented some physical enticement, Jesus recognized it and responded by citing Scripture to defend himself. Basically, he used the Word of God to overcome Satan and his devices. And his example is a great lesson for us. When temptation comes our way, we can do the exact same thing. The Apostle Paul described it in this manner. He says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 12. He goes on to describe the Word of God as the Word of the Spirit. In other words, Paul is saying that we are not helpless or defenseless against Satan. We have a powerful weapon, and we can use it to fight back, and that is the Bible. So as we mentioned in the first few lessons of this book, temptation will not cease to plague you simply because you are now baptized and even for having made it this far. In fact, the attacks will probably increase in frequency and in intensity. You see, the stronger you become spiritually, the more potent a weapon Satan must use to try and pierce your armor. But your weapon will always be greater than his if you remain faithful to the Lord, as Revelation 2:10 says. And that brings us to the seventh and final principle that we will be presenting in this series of devotionals. And that is, one must remain faithful until death. This means that you need to continue to make an effort to grow in your spirituality. You must continue to study the Scriptures all of your life, and there is so much more to learn. It might encourage you to know that even the apostles never stopped growing or striving to do God's will. They devoted themselves to God's Word, just as it says in Acts chapter 6, verse 4. And the great Bible translator Jerome once said that the Scriptures are shallow enough for a babe to come and drink without fear of drowning, and yet deep enough for theologians to swim in it without ever touching the bottom. Indeed, the Bible is a most wonderful and incredible book. So in conclusion, the lessons that we presented throughout this study guide are just a fraction of what remains to be read and studied within the Holy Word of God. We pray that you will continue to study the Bible. Perhaps you might even return to some of the previous lessons here and look up all those verses that we cited throughout this study guide. And may God bless you richly for your dedication to Him up to this point. We pray that you will continue to be just as faithful and dedicated your entire life. So remember, keep your eyes on Jesus. And ultimately, we pray that we will all see each other in heaven one day on that final judgment day. God bless you.